Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Sign and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/talktv50 to get 50% off.
Hi, this is Catherine Lee Scott, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
One night I had a dream. It was a girl on a train, and she was being hired as a governess to work in this big house. And she steps out on an empty platform, and the train pulls away into the darkness and the mist, and she's standing there all alone. And I woke up.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on this station at the usual time. Please join us as we welcome Grammy Award-winning singer, actress, and songwriter Melissa Manchester. In the meantime, Greg Erbar is with us for another look at recently released DVD and streaming titles that we think you will find of interest. Greg Erbar, author of the forthcoming Hanna-Barbera, The Recorded History, which is currently available for pre-order through Amazon.com, other online retailers. Greg also hosts the excellent podcast, The Fantastic World of Hannah and Barbera, available Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you find audio. What do you have for us this week?
I have a documentary about a television pioneer, Dan Curtis, called Master of Dark Shadows.
Dan Curtis, also the master of the original Night Stalker.
Yes.
The first two Night Stalker, the original Night Stalker TV movie, which originally aired in January 72, and then the follow-up, The Night Strangler, which aired in 73, and lest we forget, he did not do Supertrain.
I think he did.
He did do Supertrain.
And you know what? That show is conspicuous by its absence in this documentary.
Yeah, I can understand. He also did win. I mean, he restored his reputation when he did Winds of War.
Exactly.
But he also did Supertrain.
Yeah. Yes, he did. And you can't, you know, hey, Bob Silverman's dream. Yeah,
the only good thing about Supertrain is the theme song. And it gave Edward Andrews a starring bill for all the good it did him.
That's sort of like My Mother the Car. Great theme song, and Jerry Van Dyke got a season of work.
Yeah.
And the wonderful Avery Schreiber. Well, this is a very, very entertaining and interesting documentary, especially if you don't put Dan Curtis together with some of his other work. Because not everyone would necessarily go, oh, Dark Shadows, War and Remembrance, Winds of War, or Night Stalker, because his career was remarkable. how he just would grab something, latch onto it, and then take it as far as it could possibly go. And it starts with, and it has his widow and a lot of and his some of his kids, some of the people who knew him, and then a lot of his coworkers, narrated by Ian McShane, which is very cool. I don't think Ian McShane narrates everything, so that's kind of neat.
He had Lovejoy.
Yeah.
Lovejoy. Okay, yeah. I mean, I know he did the 10-episode arc in Linda Gray's last season of Dallas, but he was also, I mean, he was Lovejoy, which he had a nice run on A&E and I think the whatever the BBC channel that show originated.
In Deadwood. Yeah. He was in that too. And, oh,
that's right. He was in Deadwood. That's right. Al Swearengen. The aptly named Al Swearengen.
Yeah, I was. and also the members of the Dark Shadows cast, and some of those we have, like Laura Parker, who sadly we lost.
We just lost not too long ago. Yeah.
Yeah, and just a
is Catherine on it?
Catherine's on it. Jerry Lacey, Roger Davis, John Carlin.
Catherine, of course, is Catherine Lee Scott.
And there is archival interviews with Jonathan Frid. There's clips of him from the Mike Douglas show, the Merv Griffin show. Ooh. Ooh. And there's even a reconstructed Dick Cavett show appearance that he did, because there's a lot of nice little bonus.
What do you mean reconstructed?
Well, because they only had the audio.
Photos.
When he was appearing on that, and
they didn't bring Rick Moranis in to impersonate Dick Cavett.
They could have.
He did a dead-on Dick Cavett, as I recall.
I love the special things in here, the promos for you Disneyland fans, Walt Disney World fans. The original promo for Dark Shadows in 1966, the announcer was Paul Frees, and it sounds just like his narration for the Ghost Host. It is really cool, and this is very fascinating. I went to a Dark Shadows get together a couple of years ago, and they showed this for the first time, and it's on this DVD. It is a anthology series from the early 50s, one of the few dramas that Goodson and Todman produced, called The Web, and the story in it is called The House, and it's a half hour drama, but it's basically the early storyline for Dark Shadows with, and some of the characters' names are even similar. Elizabeth, and she won't leave her house, and she's holding this deep, dark secret, except that you kind of get to the point in within 25 minutes rather than in 25 or 40 episodes. But fascinating, because I showed it to my wife and said, guess what this is? And as time went by, she said, this is Dark Shadows. Yeah, I said, well, this is where the story came from. There's also a segment where Catherine Lee Scott visits the studio in New York and walks through it as it stands now.
Oh, wow.
Some of it has been demolished, but some of it is exactly the way it was. The control room, this is exactly the same. So that's kind of fascinating to see the very small space where they were and get that kind of context. That this show that you, half of it was in your mind because it was a very moderately budget show, very modest.
Yes, and that's part of the appeal of watching the show today, because it was done on a threadbare budget. I don't think it was live, but it was done very much on the fly.
Yeah, it was live on tape.
Yes.
They were not really permitted to stop unless something really, really important, because it was very in those days expensive to edit tape.
Yep.
And they also had to be out of the they had to be out of that studio by about 4 o'clock or so, because they had to start the news, push in the news. So they were on a timetable. And so, of course, Dark Shadows is known for its famous bloopers. And that was just par for the course. They didn't have as many as you might have thought because of the enormous amount of memorization. And it turns out that Jonathan Frid was dyslexic. And that was one of the reasons he didn't always, he could, it was very hard for him to do memorization. So they would sometimes hide little crib sheets around the set. And there's some wonderful flubs that he has in there. And I can never get it right. But in our family, we repeat it because it's so, tonight must nothing go wrong or something like that. That's here for you to enjoy in this documentary. But it starts with where Dan Curtis began in television. Actually, even earlier, some of his youthful moments. He started with the CBS Golf Classic. He was doing that kind of thing. And Robert Cobert was still doing the music for that, as well as game shows. People probably don't realize that Robert Cobert wrote the theme to, like, Password. I'll share a little quick anecdote. He was speaking at this event as well. And,
this is Robert Cobert as opposed Colbert, to Robert Colbert.
Robert Cobert,
yes.
He composed all the music for Dark Shadows, and it's an exhaustive amount of music. Though it seemed repetitious sometimes, yeah. There was a lot of cues. And Dark Shadows was unique in that soap operas use generally an organ keyboard for most, just like in radio. Mm-hmm. At the time, there was not symphonic orchestra music in soap operas. This was a new thing. But he had written do 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 do, and so naturally, being the kind of hairpin I am, I raised my hand and I said, "I just want to tell you that throughout my entire life, at school, at community events, at family events, whenever people switch seats, I always went do 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 do." And he says, "No one's ever said that before." And he just no. Anyway, this traces from how Dark Shadows became what it was, how it started out shaky. That a lot of people know this story, but to hear it told in everybody's own words is fascinating. The kind of sometimes intimidating personality that Dan Curtis could be, the way that the writers worked, as a lot of the writers speak on here, and as well as the cast. And then it goes into the two movies. And then his other things, and this really surprised me.
Everything but Super Train.
Super Train, no. But this I didn't realize. The very famous Quentin's theme, which is still a staple of easy listening music, mm-hmm. and there's so many versions of it, it didn't originate on Dark Shadows.
No.
It originated in The Strange Case of Jekyll and Hyde. With Jack Palance, which was made around the same time. It was shot on videotape, and it was an ABC special.
Yeah, in the early 70s, they would do these things that would air at 11:30 at night after the news. And I think, I remember correctly.
I remember being there watching that. Yeah. And so he actually, that was a borrowed cue that became Quentin's theme. I was like, wow, I thought I knew all that stuff. So it's loaded with those kind of revelations. It goes into the primetime series. And Ben Cross is interviewed. Barbara Steele. Barbara Steele is one of the icons of horror movies. She was in so many of the British horror movies. She worked with him on several films. And she worked on Winds of War and War and Remembrance as a producer, which I didn't realize.
Oh, I didn't
so
know
she
that.
Has a lot to say. And she's pretty candid about working on these films. And what incredible, not just how massive they were, but what an incredible physical toll it took to make these miniseries. Those were very, very major events. Probably the very last of the really huge TV movie things. And that really was his crowning achievement. And he says it's funny because I'll be remembered for Dark Shadows, but he was most proud of those two miniseries. So it goes through all of that. And it's kind of an important thing. It was part of a lot of our lives, and it's affected what we see now because he laid the groundwork. It's never, a lot of these things have never been equal. There's never been another way you could do a Dark Shadows. I mean, there's been other arcing stories, and there's certainly, they owe it all to this.
Well, there has never been a daytime serial that, there's certainly never been a gothic horror daytime serial that had any sort of legs.
And it only lasted 5 years because it really, a high concept like that really couldn't. But they did add elements of that. There was a show called Passions with Juliet Mills. And that, again, didn't last too long. And then they added elements of fantasy, sci-fi, horror to regular soaps, which was weird. Like, As the World Turns, I think there was a man-eating plant for a while. It's like, what are they doing? And, very famously, Deirdre Hall was, like, possessed on Days of Our Lives. They got kind of zany. I think it was after the Luke and Laura, where there was a lot of young people watching, and they thought, maybe we can make this work again.
Well, but, you do a show for 55 years, you got to try different things just to keep it live and contemporary. And the fact that they're still on the air and survived all that says a lot about that. Master of Dark Shadows, new documentary about Dan Curtis, available now on Blu-ray through MPI Home Video. Master of Dark Shadows, also available for viewing on demand on Tubi and other streaming platforms. You can enjoy Greg Airbar's standalone podcast, The Fantastic World of Hannah M. Barbera, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find podcasts.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 pre-prepared, ready-to-heat, and ready-to-eat, chef-crafted, restaurant-quality, and dietitian-approved meals that will make eating better every day fun and delicious, and your weekly meal planning a whole lot easier with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb roasted mushrooms, while their three bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the many healthy and nutritious options for breakfast and midday bites that are ready to eat and, best of all, less expensive than takeout. Sign and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Use promo code talktv50 to get 50% off your order. That's code talktv50 at factormeals.com/talktv50 to get 50% off. A reminder for our listeners on the East Coast that Harlem School 1970 will receive a special screening at the Maze Lees Documentary Center in New York City on Thursday, March 14th, beginning at 7 p.m. Get more information, mazelees.org, M-A-Y-S-L-E-S, mazelees.org. A reminder for our listeners everywhere that Pat Boone Duets, Pat Boone R&B Duets, Pat Boone Country Jubilee, and Pat's new single, My Stupid Tattoo, all available wherever music is sold. To keep up with Pat Boone, you can follow him on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pat Boone Channel on YouTube, and patboone.com. Ed Robertson, Dr. Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grace, Greg Garibar, thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411. Or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.